This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. military is claiming new victories in Iraq, saying American forces have captured a senior aide to ousted Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. U.S. troops also raided farmhouses near the northern city of Tikrit in an effort to root out supporters of the former Ba'athist regime. With deadly attacks continuing on U.S. troops almost daily, officials went out of their way today to reassure Americans that the military is making progress against Iraqi resistance. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
A statement from Central Command says U.S. forces captured Abid Hamid Hamoud al-Tikriti, who is Saddam Hussein's presidential secretary and number four on the U.S. most wanted list of Iraqi leaders. Officials believe he might have information about Saddam Hussein's fate and alleged weapons of mass destruction, but Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld refused to say how significant the arrest was. He spent much of his appearance before reporters today addressing concerns about continued ambushes on U.S. troops. He described an Iraq where security is generally okay, except for an area around Baghdad up to Tikrit.
In those regions where pockets of dead enders are trying to reconstitute, General Franks and his team are rooting them out.
In Iraq, the commander of the Army's 4th Infantry Division also tried to downplay the threats against his soldiers, who operate north of Baghdad. Major General Ray Odierno spoke to Pentagon reporters in a teleconference from Tikrit today.
We are seeing military activity throughout our zone, but I really qualify it as militarily insignificant. They are very small, they are very random, they are very ineffective.
Odierno insisted U.S. forces are not facing a guerrilla war or well-coordinated attacks by opponents of the U.S. occupation. He said those attacking Americans are more like street gangs, who grow more desperate by the day. But he also described a huge cache of weapons and money confiscated at two farmhouses that were raided near Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown. Some 50 suspected Saddam loyalists were rounded up today. Odierno said his troops also took control of Russian-made night vision goggles, rifles, and $8.5 million U.S. dollars. There were jewels that he estimated are worth another $1 million, and European currency that has not even been counted yet. Odierno said the money may have been set aside to pay Iraqis to kill American soldiers.
There is a group of ex-Saddam Ba'ath Party loyalists. There are some Islamic fundamentalists. And then there are just some plain Iraqis who are poor and are being paid to attack U.S. forces.
At least 42 American soldiers have died in Iraq since President Bush declared an end to major combat. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld noted that some of those deaths resulted from accidents, and he insisted that Americans had been warned of the continuing dangers to U.S. troops in Iraq.
You'll recall that when President Bush indicated that the major military activities had ended, we said very explicitly that that did not mean that that was the end of kinetics, that there would continue to have to be significant efforts to root out the remnants of the regime. That's been going forward, and it's been going forward in recent days, particularly in ways that have been quite helpful.
Rumsfeld said improvements in security will depend not only on these raids and arrests, but on how quickly the U.S. can get Iraqis involved in running the government and get more Iraqi police out on the streets. Secretary Rumsfeld insisted the U.S. post-war team is making progress, improving water and electricity services, paying the salaries of 2 million Iraqi civil servants, and getting Iraqi children back in school. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.